Construction workers were remodeling a small two-story home owned by North Presbyterian Church on North Forest Road in Williamsville. Family Justice Center Executive Director Mary Travers Murphy offered us a tour of this new location that will soon serve the North Towns community, just as the Orchard Park satellite serves those in the South Towns. With the help of the church and many volunteers, this new site will soon provide a safe environment to assist domestic violence victims.
We have more than a dozen churches who have signed on to this project, giving us, some of them have given us a financial commitment, a sustainable financial commitment, agreed to help sustain us financially over the course of a few years. Some churches have adopted rooms. We have 13 rooms here at the satellite. Every room has to be refurbished. So 13 either churches or organizations or individuals have adopted each room. We have an interior decorator who has chosen the colors and the furnishing. So everybody who's adopted a room will bankroll the cost of getting it. And in the end, it will look like a gorgeous junior league show house, exactly what we did in Orchard Park. That's the template here. And we saw how beautifully it worked in Orchard Park. It's working even better here because we have a larger geographical area. So we have more churches. We have a team of nearly, actually it's probably over 150 people at this point. They've been meeting every month, and dozens and dozens and dozens of people come to say, okay, give us a project. What can we do? And once we open, we rely very heavily on volunteers to help us with every aspect of the work. You know, we have 13 partners who roll up their sleeves and do everything from the counseling to the medical. We will be Skyping eventually with family court so that we can help our clients secure orders of protection right here. That's what we do downtown. We do it through video conferencing. We're going to start using technology a little better, and hopefully soon we'll be able to Skype from the Family Justice Center satellites to family court, so our clients can walk away from the satellites with the orders of protection. They don't have to go down to court initially to get them.
Well, when will this house be ready?
The house will be ready. We're having our grand opening celebration to thank the donors and the volunteers November 9th. We're not exactly sure when we'll open to the public, but very soon after. We just want to make sure every single solitary thing is ready before we open the door so that we can serve our clients anything they need when they walk through the doors.
Mary, in the time that you've spent now with the Family Justice Center, how are we doing on domestic violence?
It's amazing that we're now out there talking about it. And my staff and I, and I know our partners are out there talking about it. And I have a group of women, now it's two dozen strong, women who have escaped these relationships. And they inform a lot of what we do. And they say the most important thing we can do is keep talking about it, shed light, define for people what it is, and let people know who are in these relationships, you do not deserve to be in an abusive relationship. Nobody does. And most importantly, it is not your fault. Understand every punch, every kick, every act of isolation or intimidation was followed by, well, if you would have just done what I said, it wouldn't have happened. So we have a lot of people playing the blame game. So the more we can get out there and talk about it and say to people, it is not okay to be in these relationships, and there's absolutely superb help out there. And the beauty of the Family Justice Center is 13 partners right there every day standing ready. Somebody can waltz through that door and have access to every single solitary thing they need, headed for hope and healing and safe havens. Haven House is one of our partners, so if they need emergency shelter or counseling or group support or court advocacy, they're there. Crisis services, too. We have a forensic medical unit that documents the injuries, works with the district attorney's office, so if somebody wants to hold their abuser accountable, they can do that. If they're ready. We never tell our clients what to do. This is all about control. One person controlling every aspect of another person's life. Our job is to give a little control back, spell out the services, and let them choose what they want to access.
We've been talking with Mary Travers Murphy, Executive Director of the Family Justice Center in Buffalo. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.